Money FM 89.3. Best of Drive Time. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3. Good afternoon. It is Drive Time. I'm Elliot Dankert. It's time now for Culture Club. You know, marketing, tech, riding the right trend, all these can make your event a major success and in some cases could even add to a bit of a viral campaign. Well, that's what happened at the recent SEA Games, where a filter on TikTok allowed fans to get involved and pose like an athlete. We're going to find out more about the creative force behind SEA Games 2023's TikTok effect, Pose Like an Athlete. On the line with me is Lynette Wu, augmented reality creator and TikTok Effect House ambassador. Lynette, good evening. How are you?
Good. I'm calling here from Japan. Hi, how are you, Elliot?
I am very good. I will be in Japan in a couple of months. Love that place. Let's start off by talking about life as an augmented reality creator. I mean, you've got some previous creations, one of them known as Snowball Dodge game and the Chinese New Year filter that gained quite a bit of popularity on TikTok. How do you approach this creative process when you're developing these filters?
Now, both the Christmas Snowball Dodge and the CNY Lucky Rabbit 888 filter were strategically timed to launch shortly before Christmas and Chinese New Year. This is to capture the attention of users during the festive season and to give them a fun and creative way to enhance the video content that they create on their TikTok. So for the Snowball Dodge game in particular, it was super challenging being my first game filter. So I wanted users to finish the game and receive a score within 15 seconds. And I decided not to have any instructions. So when the snowball fish shot to the user's face, they would kind of instinctively know that you needed to dodge it. Yeah, so it was actually designed for you to challenge your friends by stitching or duetting their videos. And I was actually quite happy to see users doing so, even though I didn't instruct them to. And for the CNY Lucky Rabbit, I decided to go for a little bit more of a local feel. We often try to get the lucky number 8 in Chinese culture. So I thought it would be pretty awesome if the user gets to shout, "Hua!" and, you know, see how close we get to the 888. And the users will also get a luck prediction of the year as well as a 4-digit lucky number to use in whatever purpose they want to use it for. I actually got my family to chip in for the Hua sound effect. My dad name has a Hua in it, so he was like extremely enthusiastic about that.
Yeah, you know, and with these apps, right, and these social media, so to speak, it's the key word is engage. But at the same time, you also want to captivate the community. Is there a secret to finding the right solution? Because sometimes it can be quite hit and miss.
It can be. I think the important part for me is I try not to actually teach the user too much. It must be something that once they turn on the camera, they look at the effect. Without even reading instructions, they start recording, they already know what to do. I think those are the simplest kind of filters, things that will make great videos or funny videos, I think are the kind of videos that, you know, would go viral or people would be interested to use filters like these that are fun.
Lynette, let's talk a little bit about this one. I saw some videos of it. It's really quite interesting. I love it. Pose Like an Athlete. So this is an AR filter developed especially for SEA Games 2023. What was your inspiration behind this?
Oh, for that one. Okay, so for Pose Like an Athlete, what we wanted to do is to create a fun and unique interactive way users could express their support for Team Singapore during the SEA Games. So we came up with AR filters on social media, particularly on TikTok and Instagram, to help reach audiences all around the world easily. And TikTok in particular has immense reach and influence as a platform, be it in Southeast Asia or worldwide. So inspired by the hole-in-the-wall kind of games that you see popular on TV shows all around the world, yeah, we created this unique AR filter, which has never been seen on both TikTok and Instagram. So I collaborated with NCCY to provide an incredible opportunity for the users to try to make the poses of the games that Singapore, Team Singapore is participating in. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. And also, you know, just on the side note, TikTok was named the premium sponsor for the 32nd Southeast Asian Games. So that really reinforces that commitment to the sports community in Singapore. Was it easy, though, to collaborate with the Ministry of Culture, Community and Youth, or MCCY? You tend to say that because this is so new age thinking and, you know, the government, they may be looking at things in straight lines, so to speak, for lack of a better choice of words. What was your experience like working with them?
Oh, honestly, actually, they're really open, I think, like, to new ideas. In fact, like, I think they were very supportive. Like, you know, whenever there were any issues, I say, oh, maybe this post doesn't really work out in AR. Yeah. Can I propose something different? Or actually, like, during the process, like, because I come from a game art background.
Okay.
So I'd be like, oh, can I choose a different way to display, like, you know, the progress? Like, you know, let's show, like, correct and wrong. Let's have more feedback. Like, oh, awesome, and stuff like that. And have some visual effects and sound. So things like that are things that I feel makes the game a lot more fun, juicier to the player. And I will just propose them, and they're very open to, like, you know, whatever I suggested. As long as, you know, I could rationalize everything, and, yeah, it works out.
Oh, that's fantastic. And hopefully that'll mean a lot more collaborations in future. Let's talk a little bit about Effect House. It's a powerful AR tool that makes it easy to create, publish and share high quality augmented effects for TikTok. Explain to us a little bit how Effect House plays a role in your creative process. How does it empower you to build these interactive experiences for TikTok users around the world?
Okay, so typically it's actually not really easy to make augmented reality experiences from scratch. So these AR filter engines like Effect House, they cut away a lot of these nitty-gritty, like, you know, development aspects, and allows us creators to focus on realizing our ideas and creating immersive experiences for the users. Personally, like I mentioned, I have a background in 3D digital game art and years of social media content marketing, which really helps to accelerate my filter creation journey, which actually started only 6 months ago. I really feel that anyone can, you know, just pick up Effect House within a day and probably create their first filter within an hour, because there are actually many, like, templates to help kickstart the process, like, you know, the really popular randomizer ones. Those, there's actually a template for it, so you can actually, like, just put in images and you can already create one within like 5 minutes. As long as you have the graphics.
Yeah, it's quite interesting, right? Because you look at your game background and you look at your social media background, and when a lot of marketing companies, they talk about how do you engage, right? I think these days it's really all about a form of gamification. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think these days, like, you know, of all ages, like, games is, to me, the best way to engage with the user. When you're watching a film, you kind of take a backseat. You're kind of passively watching how the director wants you to, you know, experience that film and the story. But for games, the player has a lot more, like, you know, say, an engagement. They're a lot more agency. They can control the character and stuff like that. So it allows a lot more for the user to experience and maybe feel more impacted by the experience. So that's why a lot of times games are something that attracts attention of people. And, like, yeah, I think that's why games are powerful.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier on that it was quite an open and easy process in some of the back and forth in developing this post, like an athlete with MCCY. So I understand the filter incorporates body detection technology. So what were some of the challenges then in terms of this body detection technology in creating this filter?
Honestly, body detection isn't very commonly used amongst filters. Another reason is also because, like, you know, you have to stand kind of far away from the hand for the phone in order to use it. Another being, like, not a lot of people actually use body detection amongst the filter creators, both on TikTok and Instagram. So this being my first one, I had to do a lot of research. There were so many factors to consider, because I used both TikTok's Effect House and Instagram's Metaspark to create the two different filters. And they are not, like, you can't just take one filter and then, like, just duplicate it and export. It's like a complete different engine, different way to work. So I kind of have to find a balance between the two. And then it involves a lot of advanced level visual scripting and a lot of tricks that I guess I picked up from game development came in handy. I applied these optimization techniques, impactful visual feedback, so that, you know, the user can get, like, maximum kind of satisfaction from completing the post correctly. Yeah. I think the main challenge is really everyone has different heights and body type.
Yeah. 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 I can't imagine that.
So with that, like, have you noticed there's no feet and so like the pose, the hole? Yeah. Yes. So it allows the user, I guess you have to match your head and shoulder area, and you can be as tall as you want to be. Yeah. So as long as if I cut it at the bottom, different people of different height might not be able to fit into the pose. So I cut off the legs, I mean the leg area for the swing, so that they will know, I can fit in.
It's a bit of like a 3/4 of a jigsaw puzzle type of thing. Yeah. It's quite unique. I mean, even some, instead of the feet, you already have pre-designed shoes inside there. It's really about getting all those poses correct. Actually, it's brilliant, right? You've got this thing like, you're a local TikTok creator. You've got this digital innovation direction that we're going at. What are your thoughts on, you know, how platforms like TikTok really promote, you know, and showcase creative talents? Where do you see this developing in the future or evolving in the future?
Okay. I see filter creation as an avenue for both artists and developers or anyone with creative ideas to share in a different manner and provide like an immersive experience for the users creating the videos. So I think TikTok in particular is pretty phenomenal and unique because the content is being shown to the user through the For You page. Okay. So instead of just like seeing a content that people from the people that you follow, you are shown content that you would most likely enjoy. So if you give the algorithm time, it will start showing you things that you're most interested in. Yeah, and then for me, I see a lot of art, content marketing, and mental wellness, which are like, you know, topics that resonate with me. And when the users create videos with your filters, these videos are on this TikTok platform for good. And as a creator, you can look at all of them in a single location, you know, be it users from like South America or users from Thailand, Indonesia, all around the world, you can actually see all the videos that are being created. So I think that is very rewarding for both the creator as well as, let's say, if I work for a brand and then, like, you know, you already have like a whole pool of like user generated content, like for the taking.
It's kind of like an opportunity, and there's no bad ideas sort of landscape, you know, opportunity for people. You probably get the next big thing from Iceland, you know, and you never thought they would have that opportunity.
Yes.
Excellent stuff. I've been speaking with Lynette Wu, augmented reality creator and TikTok Effect House ambassador. Lynette, I do appreciate your time. You take care and have a great day ahead.
You too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.